Permet via, permet mister, I can find heaven, stay long by your play, and I am bound, Lord, grant my feet on higher ground, I want to stay.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
As I come to you today, may I say that the Word of God will never fail us. God will never change. God wants His people to be in unity of the faith. Ephesians 4 and verse 13 says, till we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. This is what God wants. He wants us to grow in His grace and knowledge. He wants us to stay strong, living in Him, living for Him, letting the Holy Spirit work through us, letting other people know that Jesus saves. Now I'm speaking to you, saved person. Do you tell other people about your Savior, Jesus Christ? You need to. You not only need to tell other people with your words, you need to tell other people about Jesus Christ with your life. You need to live a life that is pleasing to God. The Bible says that He beseeches us to give ourselves as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto Him, and it is our reasonable service when we do that. He doesn't put more on us than He puts within us. He never asks us to do more than we can do. He simply says, I want you to serve me because I first loved you. I believe one of the greatest motivations that we have to serve God is because of love. He loved us. Jesus gave His life for us. He lived a sinless, perfect life for us. He went to the cross for us. He died for us. He was buried for us. And He rose from the grave for us. And the greatest news, He's alive today, and He's in heaven for us. And one day He's coming back for us. He's going to descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and He's going to say, come up hither. And you and I, who named the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we will go to be with Him. And I've said so many times, it makes no difference if He comes back in the clouds to say, come up hither for me. It makes no difference if that happens first, or if the breath of this life, of this body, leaves, and I go to be with Him then. That's my rapture. When Jesus Christ tells me, come up hither, whether I go in the rapture or the breath of life leaves this body, He's going to say to me, come up hither, my child. He's doing that for me. And He's doing it for you. We need to love Him and do what He wants us to do in this life to serve Him. And the greatest thing we can do is help other people come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Well, we are in the book of Ephesians, and we've been studying in chapter 4, and I just read verse 13. I don't want to read it again, and then go right into verse 14. Verse 13 of Ephesians 4 says, till we all come in the unity of faith. God gives us what we need. You know, it's not going to end. He gives us what we need until we're with Him, and until we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Ephesians 4:14 goes on to say that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. First part of that verse says that we henceforth. In other words, quit being something. Stop being a certain person the way you are. Stop being a child. That we henceforth be no more children. Notice that word children there. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 20, "Brethren, be not children in understanding, howbeit in malice be ye children, but in understanding be men." Understanding. 1 Corinthians 13:11 says, "When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things." There's so much dissension and strife going on within local churches today that we have become a group of individual safe people who are worthless. In God's sight, we're always worth something. We're worth saving because He sent His Son. But we become worthless in the sense that we are not serving the true God, not in the sense of something good, but we've become children who don't understand. 1 Corinthians 13:11 says, "When I was a child, I spake as a child." We need to grow up in our local churches today. We need to grow up and understand that we're no longer children, but we are saved and on our way to heaven. Now, it's sad that there are people who act like children because they don't get in the Word of God and they don't study the Word of God and they remain babes in Christ. Paul the Apostle says, "I thought as a child when I was a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things." Quit acting like children and get busy for God. That's what he's telling us. Start serving God. Don't be children. Paul says that we are to be men. We are to be men. And Paul's saying in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 18 through 22, he reprimands the people of the local church at Corinth. He reprimands the people for using tongues in the wrong manner. We've talked about this. Tongues were for a sign. They were acting like children. 1 Corinthians 14:22. It says, "Wherefore tongues," and this is previously unlearned languages, "tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. But prophesying serveth not for them that believe not, but for them which believe." We get so wrapped up in religion that we forget the God of salvation. We get so wrapped up in religion that we forget that Jesus Christ came into this world to save us. We get so wrapped up in religion that we forget a relationship that we can have with Jesus as our Savior. It's sad that we get saved and we don't have that right relationship with Him because we're not living for Him. Religion is not salvation. Salvation is having a relationship with our Lord. We can have a right relationship when we say, "Oh Lord, help me to serve you more each day. Oh Lord, forgive me for the things I've done wrong. Help me, Lord, to serve you more today and tomorrow and the next day. Help me, Lord, to live for you and not for myself." Well, something else that Paul reprimanded the people of Corinth for in this area that we've been looking at in 1 Corinthians in chapter 6, notice it says in verse 9, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God?" Now, we're righteous because we've trusted Jesus as our Savior. We inherit the kingdom of God. Paul goes on to say, "Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind." Well, in the day and time that we live in right now, we're hearing a lot about the effeminate. We're hearing a lot about people who really don't know if they're male or female. Well, they seem to think that they're neither one sometimes. The word effeminate, used in verse 9 of chapter 6 of 1 Corinthians, means soft to the touch. One who has the appearance of a woman, yet is not a woman. This would be speaking of a male. I believe one of the curses of today for America is to have a bunch of men who look like women, act like women, and walk like women. God help us to stand up for what is right. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 27 says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them." Might I say how ignorant it is for a person to go around acting like a woman when he is a man, when he is a male. God help the generation that we live in now to stand up for the right. God help us who are saved individuals to stand up and not be ashamed of saying it like it really is. Having a backbone and telling people, thus saith the word of God, you're either a male or you're a female, period. And if you're acting like a woman, man, you need to get saved. You need to get things right with God. You need to be able to say, I'm on my way to heaven. I know I'm a man and I'm going to act like a man. On the other hand, look at women who act like men. God help us. Only He can. Well, let me quickly add that God hates the sin, but He loves the sinner. He hates the sin of homosexuality, but He loves that person. He wants that person to know Him as their Lord and Savior and turn away from that sin. Now, once again, as we look into the book of 1 Corinthians, Paul makes the statement. After he names the people, after he names the sin, the fornicators, the idolaters, the effeminate, the adulterers, the abusers of themselves with mankind, Paul says, and such were some of you. Why would Paul make that statement to people who were members of the local church at Corinth, people who had been saved? Why would he say such a thing? Hell, I believe it was because they were turning their noses up at the unsaved people around them. They were turning their noses up at people who acted like who were effeminate, men walking around acting like women, women walking around acting like men, people who did not do the things that were right then or now. But these people turned their noses up at these people. They thought they were better than them. And I've said this so many times, we who are saved, we're no better than the lost person. We're just better off. And Paul told these people at Corinth, he said, such were some of you. And you and I today, we need to realize that ourselves, that we're no better than that lost person who needs Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We're better off. And we need to help them to be better off than an unsaved person by telling them about the saving power of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Why? Why should you do that? Because such were some of you. You were saved out of the slave market of sin by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but it's according to His mercy that He saved us. The Bible tells us that it's by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not redeemed with corruptible things of silver and gold, but by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can't buy your way into heaven with silver and gold. The blood of Jesus Christ is the way we receive entrance into the family of God. Thank the Lord that He had mercy on our souls and He sent Jesus Christ to give His life for us on the cross of Calvary. Do you know Him today as your Savior? He wants to save you. He wants you to know Him as Lord and Savior because He wants you to go to heaven. And so do I. Won't you turn to Him today and say, Lord, I'm sorry for my sin. Lord, please forgive me. Please come into my heart. I receive You as my Lord and my Savior. Please save me so that one day I'll see You personally in heaven. Thank You for saving my soul, Lord. Because I ask You to, and I'm trusting You because Your word says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. The Bible says, Lord, I'm trusting You today to save me. Thank You, Lord, for saving my soul.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.